and welcome to the Dynasty Drunks Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Jeremy, and due to some technical difficulties, Daryl is not going to be here with me today. Maybe he can work some magic with the editing and get some comments in here, but for now, I'm just going to record this one on my own, and we'll see how it goes. Feels a little strange, but oh well. In this episode, we're gonna be talking about the second half of the Week 6 preview. These will be the late games. We covered the early games in the previous one. Please remember to reach out to us on social. Please like, share, and rate the podcast. The more we hear from you all, the better off we can get our content and actually just get you guys things you want to hear. I'm actually drinking some sparkling water. No alcohol for me tonight. I had a rough one Friday night, so I've been taking it easy the rest of the weekend. Our take a shot this week. We're going to stay with Le'Veon Bell. I've already heard a lot of talk about him, so I think we got a good one. Maybe get you guys a good buzz going this weekend. And, yeah, just a reminder that take a shot is anytime our topic for the week is mentioned. You just take a drink of whatever you're drinking, and we'll go with that. listener tweets, please tweet us. We have been failing on that front. We've got a few repeats, and while we appreciate it, don't think it's fair to just keep putting the same guys on here over and over again, so we'll wait for some new ones. Just give us some input, trade talk, trade advice, any lineup advice, anything. Just give us a holler on there, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. We're always available. Got some Week 6 news that kind of just found overnight. So since the first half of this episode was taped, number one on the list, strong expectations that Dwayne Haskins is traded per CBS Sports. I guess there's been some people in the organization saying that he's not a fit in their current scheme, so maybe look for him to get traded before the deadline. Interesting development going on there. Then this one was just kind of a funny thing I saw on Twitter earlier. Man accused of masturbating in an LSU parking lot, kind of football related. So a big football school claims he was playing air drums in his truck while listening to music. But the guy that called him in, I guess, said that he could see his arm moving in a manner that looked like he was whacking it in his car, staring at college girls. So if Daryl was in the Louisiana area, I would think maybe it was him, but he's not, so I'm just joking. On to the Week 6 injuries. Kind of updated this one going into the second half of our preview. So Akins is going to be out for the Texans. So if you need a fill-in for tight end there, Bells might be a good start for you. He seems to come through in the clutch whenever Akins is out. Sammy Watkins is going to be out with the hamstring. Hardman saw an uptick in snaps last week, so maybe that's going to be a good thing for him going forward. I think Watkins could be out for a couple weeks. Melvin Gordon out with an illness. I think you probably all heard that he had got a DUI this week, and now they're saying he has strep throat. So, gotta wonder about that. Maybe this is just punishment. They're cloaking it as strep throat, saying he's sick to save face for Gordon. I don't know why they would want to protect a guy that just got a DUI, but okay. Noah Fant, same team, Broncos, ankle injury. He's going to be out this week again. Beckham, illness. He tested negative for COVID. He's going to play this week. DJ Chark, I know Daryl's kind of on the worried about this one, but he's expected to play and expecting a new baby coming up here pretty soon, or I guess in 8 months or so, something like that. We talked about that yesterday. And John Brown is expected to play for the Buffalo Bills. He's been kind of limited with a knee, and he's going to be back. So that is the news and injuries. Now we're going to move on to the second half of our preview, the late games. So first up, we got Jets at Dolphins. The Dolphins are 9.5-point favorites. The over-under is 47. Daryl actually filled in all of his stuff for these, so we'll have at least some input from him if he doesn't get in on this podcast. We both picked Miami, -9.5. He went under and I went over. We introduced our scoring system, I guess, our rating system for these players into these games. So yesterday, and it's going to be on a cheers scale. So 3 cheers is like a must start guy. 2 cheers is like probably a pretty good start. 1 cheers is not really excited about him. Maybe if you have to play him. And then if we don't even talk about him, I wouldn't worry about putting any of those guys in your lineup. So we'll get to our Jets first, because I mean, we usually go the losing, who we think is going to lose first, and we both pick the Dolphins to cover this massive spread. So we're going to go any RB for the Jets is going to be a 1 cheers along with Flacco. And Crowder is going to be your only 3 cheers player on the Jets, because, I mean, he has shown over and over again that he's the only player that can perform for Adam Gase. And, yeah. Everyone has to leave Gase before they show any fantasy relevance, but Crowder has overcome. On the Miami side, your 3 cheers are going to be Ryan Fitzpatrick, Devontae Parker, Mike Gesicki, and that's it for 3. And then 2, you're going to go Ford and Preston Williams. And Daryl shows 1 cheers for the RBs in Miami. I think Gaskin could probably have a pretty good game. We're thinking these guys are going to win by 10-plus points. So I think if anyone is going to have a good game, I think Gaskin would. So I would add him on here as a 2 cheers. And I think that's going to do it for that game. I mean, probably one of the games I'm least excited about this weekend, but got to talk about it. I wish Daryl was here to talk about this one, because this is the matchup of the GOATs, Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, Packers at Bucks. The Bucks are actually home dogs in this one by 1 point. So they Bucks plus 1 on this one, over under of 55. Daryl is taking the Packers in the over, and I am as well. Surprise, surprise. The Packers are 4-0 versus the spread, have not allowed over 300 passing yards or 400 total yards in any game this year, but the Bucks have not allowed over 100 rushing yards yet. We'll go ahead and hit the Bucks in this game. So I think your only 3 cheers is going to be Evans agreeing with Daryl on this one, and then the rest of these guys are going to be 2 aside from Scotty Miller. So run down the 2 cheers, we'll say Brady, Ronald Jones, and Godwin. Just Godwin's coming back off the injury. He'd normally be a 3, but seems like Brady's really, I mean, as he has his whole career, he's spreading the ball around a lot. So he's not really focusing on any one of these premier wide receivers, and Godwin hasn't really been there so far the last few weeks because of injury. So we'll see once he gets back in here if he like peppers Godwin with targets or what happens. But I guess this offense could totally look totally different with Godwin in there too. So remains to be seen. One guy I wanted to keep an eye on in this one is Tyler Johnson. He's the rookie wide receiver that I was kind of excited about. I was thinking he might be their slot guy, but Scotty Miller has played that role so far up until last week when Tyler Johnson played 83% of the snaps. And Miller was actually, I mean, I think decently healthy in that game, and Johnson still played quite a bit. So maybe look for Johnson to get some more run out there. On the Packers side, our favorite side on in any matchup, but we're going to go three cheers for Tanyan Jones. Daryl's saying two for Adams, but I'm going to go three just because I think Rodgers misses him, and I miss him too. So I want to see this guy go off this weekend, as I'm sure many of you do. So I'm going to include Adams in the three cheers. And I honestly think Rodgers is probably going to be in that category too. I think our offense is going to overcome whatever the Bucs defense throws at us. And Rodgers is excited to have Adams back. So I'm going to go that route. And we have one cheers down here for MVS. I mean, the only thing I could see him doing is maybe breaking a long reception, long touchdown, something like that. He hasn't really been a guy that's feasted on plenty of receptions or anything. So he's that home run shot guy. So if you need someone in a pinch, maybe go for it. But I wouldn't expect a whole lot. Yeah, that's about all we have for that game. I'm super excited to watch that. It's going to be the game of the week this week. So be on most of your televisions out there. So, yeah, on to the Rams versus 49ers. The 49ers are favorites at home by 3 points. No, actually, the 49ers are home dogs against the Rams. Kind of surprising, but I guess getting beat by the Eagles can really hurt your chances in Vegas anyway. So it's 49ers plus 3. I told Daryl that these pluses were confusing the shit out of me, but hey, we're living with it. Over under 51.5. Daryl took the Rams and the over. I'm taking the Rams and the under just because I don't see either of these teams scoring a ton of points. And the 50 plus over under, I don't see it happening. One note, Rams are fourth in points allowed and fifth in sacks. So, man, for a 49ers offense that hasn't looked great, that's a little scary for them. Fifth in sacks and fourth in points. Jimmy G is coming off injury. So look for him to maybe get killed by Aaron Donald back there. Not literally, but maybe. Aaron Donald's a monster. But so we'll hit 49ers first, since we both think they're going to be on the losing side of this one. Mostert and Kittle are going to be our three cheers. I'm going to agree with Daryl on this one. I think Mostert coming off his injury is going to be hungry, and Kittle is the only guy I want to start for the Niners. Maybe Ayuk, but I'm just not real excited about the guy. I'd probably give Samuel like a one here. He hasn't really shown a whole lot since he's been back. But I think that's about it. I mean, really look for Kittle to be the centerpiece, and Mostert, I mean, he's another guy that's just super fast and like he can take it to the house anytime. So just exciting guy to watch. Rams side, we're going to go the only three cheers player is going to be Cooper Kupp. I mean, he's on a roll, having some good games so far. And say Woods and Goff are two cheers, and Akers, Henderson, and Higbee are one. I mean, you just never know with this hot hand approach that McVay is rolling out who the guy's going to be. I think you've narrowed it down to Akers or Henderson, but who knows? I mean, I don't think Malcolm Brown's going to be as heavily involved as he was very early. Henderson has really looked electric out there, and Akers even showed some electricity last week. So I could definitely see either one of those guys going off, but I wouldn't bet on it as far as like wanting to just throw one of these guys in my lineup and pray, which I'm sure a lot of you probably have to, but I guess if I had to, I would start Henderson over Akers, but I don't want to be in that situation at all. That's about it for that one. Chiefs versus Bills. Bills are 5-point home dogs. I've seen a lot of these home underdogs. It's never a good sign. So over under 57.5. And it's just strange for the Bills they did look bad against the Titans team, but the Titans had 2 weeks to prepare for them. And the Chiefs, I mean, they really haven't looked all that great this year so far. So I don't know where that's coming from, but okay. So Bills plus +5, over under 57.5. Daryl's going to take the Chiefs and the over, and I'm going to take the Bills to cover this 5 and the over. I don't know if they'll win outright. The Bills, the Chiefs probably will win this game, I think, but I think the Bills can cover 5. So our three cheers, I mean, your usual suspects on the Chiefs, Mahomes, Tyreek, and Kelsey, probably all going to have great games. CEH, I think I would put him like borderline 2-3, but I mean, there's been a lot of talk, like down talk about him since they've signed Le'Veon Bell, which he doesn't really scare me. I think he's more depth than anything. Maybe a red zone guy, so he could. I mean, CH Hilaire hasn't really scored a whole lot of touchdowns, and he struggled in the red zone, to be honest. So maybe Bell is the red zone. Maybe Bell's that red zone presence they want. But I still don't. I think you can expect the same production out of Edwards Hilaire, even with Bell there. So I wouldn't worry too much. But you never know. It is the NFL. Injuries happen, all this other stuff. Bill's side of the ball, Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs, they're going to be your three cheers. And Singletary, one cheers. I mean, it's probably going to be maybe all through the air game. So I would at least give John Brown probably one. I mean, he's coming off injury, but I think he'll probably have a decent game here. But I think that's probably all the relevance you'll have in this game on the Bills side. Moss maybe, and I would throw Hardman in here as one or two, just for the home run possibility there. Moving on to the Cards versus the Cowboys. Cowboys 1.5 point underdogs at home, over under 54.5. Daryl took the Cowboys in the over. I'm taking the Cardinals in the over. I don't know. I just don't feel good about McCarthy coaching this team. The offense has been pretty good, but the defense is terrible. I mean, that's kind of that's almost becoming a staple of his system. Like, you have a really good offense, your defense is terrible. I mean, all those years with the Packers, if you think about it, that's pretty much what it was. They had one good year of, like, really dominant defense, and that was about it. But, yeah, I think the Cards are going to come out and handle these guys. I mean, it's only 1.5. I think they can cover that. Let's see. We got C.D. Lamb is going to be our three cheers. I think that's probably correct. And Zeke is also a 3. Dalton, Amari Cooper, and Michael Gallup are all 2 cheers. And, man, it'll be interesting to see how Gallup does with Dalton. It looked like he was getting targeted a little more with Dalton in there than he had been with Dak. So, I'm kind of a Gallup truther, I guess. I thought he was going to have a great season this year, even with CD there. Didn't think CD would come out and play the way he has as a rookie so far, though, either. So maybe I'm wrong, but I still have hope for Gallup. On the Card side, I'm going to say Kyler and DeAndre Hopkins are my 3s. And then I'm going to give Edmonds 2 cheers on this one. I think he's startable. I don't want to start Drake at all, but I mean, even in this game, he might have some opportunity to prove that he's still got it. But, I mean, if he doesn't, I think there's a chance that Edmonds could be starting for the Cardinals in the next couple weeks. So just keep an eye on that. Edmonds is definitely looks like the better running back there. Something happened to my Google Doc. Pulling it back up. Sorry, Daryl. So with with no Daryl here, I guess I'm going to cover both of our sides on the top shelf, Whiskey Dick and our bets of the week. My top shelf is going to be David Montgomery. I think he will be an RB1 this week, top 12. That's all you need there. Playing against Carolina, I think he's got a really good opportunity to have a great game. Daryl saying Fells is going to be a top 12 tight end. I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility. I mean, definitely, I don't think it's really hard to be a top 12 tight end these days, so fire him up for sure. Whiskey Dick for each of us. I'll start with Daryl. Daryl is saying that Evans is going to be outside of the top 15 wide receiver. Says he's probably will have a touchdown, but not much else. So, yeah, I got to hope for that. I mean, I'd hope that he doesn't have a touchdown, but probably facing off with Jair Alexander on the Packers side of the ball. So, yeah, I could definitely see him being outside the top 15. And, I mean, this one's kind of a layup for me. My Whiskey Dick's going to be Kenyon Drake. I mean, I just talked about him in that last game. And we're saying he's going to be outside the top 24 running backs. And I think that's probably quite likely. Like I said, Edmonds is emerging there as looking like the better guy. So on to our best bets. And this is, man, doing this by myself, this is really going fast. Daryl, so far, as far as I've gotten, I mean, I'm compiling our stats as far as win-loss records on our bets so far, but Daryl's 9-4 so far on his best bets. I mean, these are bets he's actually making. He lives in Vegas, so. But he's taking Washington plus 2.5, the Titans minus 3.5, and the Cowboys plus 1.5. And on my side, my bets are going to be Titans minus 3.5, Panthers minus 1, and the Packers minus 1. Normally, this would be the part of the show where we talk about anything else that's going on. I've talked the last couple episodes about how I got a little smee smashed on a Friday night. Drank a whole bottle of wine. Don't normally drink wine. And it really hit me. So got on the old Sleeper app and made some trades. And think we're going to print up some T-shirts related to that. I kind of brought this up in the last episode, a little slogan, friends don't let friends drink and trade. I made some wild ones. Luckily, I didn't wreck any of my teams. Definitely could have. I mean, I did kind of handcuff myself in one, traded for a few players that are on buys this week, not even realizing it, I'm sure. I mean, they were good trades, but it would have been nice to have some guys to actually put in my lineup this week. But I'll deal. I think I can recover. So, but yeah, just a little lesson. I'm sure some of you guys out there have had that happen to you before. I know I have, and it's worked out. Luckily, it's worked out in my favor most of the time. But yeah, I think that's going to do it for this episode. We'll see if Daryl can work his magic on the editing side and get some of his input in here. But as always, remember, NFL players don't care about your fantasy team, but we do.